guess before they had the lakes, now did they have many boats around here?
Yeah, they'd have boats that go across these rivers.
Oh, they would?
White River and North Fork. Yeah, but they didn't have them like they do now.
Well, what about fishing boats? Did they have, when you were younger, did they have fishing boats?
Yeah, they just...
What would they be
small,
like?
Small boats, they'd call them skiffs.
Oh, I see. They call those skiffs.
Yeah.
And that'd be what they, would they be flat bottom like?
Yeah, kind of flat. Some of them would be kind of flat bottom. Mm-hmm. You'd have to stand pretty straight or you'd fall out of them.
Oh, you would? Well, now, if a company wanted you to try out something new, a new product that they had, they might send you a free
sample.
And now, if a woman didn't want to get something on her dress in the kitchen, she put on a
apron.
And if you wanted to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
hand.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you use a
safety pin.
And those cups that were made out of metal, the type of metal that they make those out of in the old days.
Cups. A tin cup?
Oh, yeah. They make them out of tin.
It's all tin cup.
And, of course, it's not worth much now, but then a dime would be worth how many cents?
10 cents.
Of course, now, I know it's probably not worth it.
No, but we have to have them just the same.
You have to have them just the same, that's right. Now, this next part's going to be about different types of clothing, for example. Now, in the wintertime, when you'd go outside and it was real cold, you'd have to put on a...
top coat?
Yeah, and that would
overcoat.
Be something like that. Now, if you had like matching coat and pants, you'd call that a... For a man, you'd call that a...
If you do which?
If you had matching coat and pants, you'd call...
And a suit.
That'd be... And if it was one that you just bought and it wasn't an old one, you'd say it was a...
It could be a sport coat.
And if you were talking about, if you thought you needed, that your suit was worn out, you might say, I've got to get me a...
New suit?
And now, what about if it was a, now like earlier when they used to have three-piece suits, what would they have in them?
They'd have a coat and a vest and a pair of pants.
Oh, that's
trousers.
It.
Trousers. Yes.
Now, what about, did you ever have any trousers?
They used to call them breeches.
Breeches, yeah, that's what I was doing. Yeah. Now, would your mother make yours for you?
Well, she did when I was small.
When you're small.
When I was small. When I was just 4 or 5 years old. She'd make them and they'd button them to my waist.
Oh.
To hold them up.
Oh. Oh, what would men have to hold up their pants?
Galluses.
Oh, they'd have galluses. What about on overalls? Would that...
A what?
On overalls, would that...
They come up with a bib here and them galluses comes over and fastens here in front. I used to wear them on the farm.
Oh, you did?
They was cooler than the waistband.
Yeah.
When I was working on the farm, I'd wear overalls all the time. But I don't wear them too often anymore.
Well, now, if you had some pants that were kind of tight, and if you stuck a whole bunch of things in the pockets,
I don't know.
If you just put everything you had in your pockets, just about you'd